This is Sea Change Radio, covering the shift to sustainability. I'm Alex Wise.
The days are long gone where being efficient and being green, or however you want to put that, let's say operating in a sustainable manner, was a luxury. It is not. It's got to be a core value of the business.
Being a good global citizen and operating in a sustainable manner, a core value of the airline industry? Since when, you may ask? That's what we're trying to get to in Sea Change Radio's two-part series on air travel. Last week, we talked about how a single flight can virtually neutralize all the efforts a family makes in a year to reduce their carbon footprint. As individuals, it's essential that we begin to fly less. But isn't there something more that the airlines can do too? This week, we interviewed Jim Walsh, Vice President of Corporate Environmental at American Airlines. He explains how early motivations to become more efficient and sustainable stemmed from rising fuel costs and an associated self-interest in saving money. But these seeds of sustainability began to sprout, and the airline now boasts a number of employee-informed solutions, including donating used carpets to animal shelters, plans for burning alternative fuels, replacing heavy food carts with lighter ones, and even serving rainforest-certified coffee. My guest on Sea Change Radio is Jim Walsh. He's the Managing Director of Corporate Environmental for American Airlines. Jim, welcome to Sea Change Radio.
Thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you've been with American Airlines for 11 years and have worked in the industry for 30 years. How do you see things having changed over the last three decades in terms of becoming more conscious of our environment?
Well, Alex, I think that unfortunately 30 years ago, fuel was cheap and we frankly flew like it was. This industry did not really have a priority to minimize its carbon footprint. Most folks in this industry didn't even really understand the term. And as it became more expensive, fuel became a bigger and bigger concern for airlines. So we kind of backed into the sustainability idea that way, and then a rising consciousness that it was more than just our fuel burn that impacted the planet became growing throughout the industry. And during the last 11 years or so that I've been with American, it's been a constant growth and development of that as we educate within the company our place in society and in the global community.
Have you divided your sustainability efforts into different groups, and can you give our listeners an update on some of the progress that's being made in those?
Well, here at American, our sustainability breaks down into fuel conservation, our overall recycling efforts, materials reduction, and our fleet renewal efforts, which basically describes how we're modernizing our aircraft fleet. Those groups fit through the entire company. It is a major goal for us to involve all of our employees in greening the airline and becoming better corporate citizens.
Do you find that most of your efforts are done internally, or do you work across the industry with each other in terms of cooperating to make your carbon footprint smaller?
Actually, both. We work in association with the Air Transport Association. I'm a two-time chairman of the Environment Council at the Air Transport Association, and airlines within the legal limits allowed for our cooperation discuss where the industry's headed, its carbon footprint, and how we can minimize those things. We also trade perspectives on the best way to approach these subjects. Then here at home at American, we've done things to involve our employees. It's been an amazing groundswell of ideas. For instance, the first really big thing we put together on conservation was fuel conservation in our Fuel Smart program back in 2005. We launched that to identify, evaluate, and implement ideas to reduce our fuel consumption. And we did that at the grassroots level rather than put a bunch of executives in a room. We invited into the room employees from who work on the ground loading baggage, pilots, flight attendants, dispatchers, so that we had different perspectives on what we could do. And it's been amazing the success we've had. We have, in 2010, reached the milestone of more than 500 million gallons of fuel saved by employees since that program began.
Can you speak towards how the airlines, or at least how American Airlines, is trying to put a little bit more of a price tag on the fuel that they use?
From the perspective of the managing director of environmental, I can tell you that we're doing everything we can right now to lower our fuel costs. Our number one cost above labor, above aircraft purchases, is fuel. So it is the big priority after safety here. Safety is always number one. Fuel is our, reducing those fuel costs is our next priority.
How are you tackling that in terms of efficiency and consumption?
For example, just things as simple as engines. By removing contaminants from our engine compressors, we shoot them with hot water under high pressure. That engine wash program saves like 7.5 million gallons of fuel a year and reduces emissions 152 million pounds a year because the engine runs cooler and more efficiently. So we're discovering things like that as we just work deeper and deeper into the issue. If you've noticed lately, the ends of the wings are turned up on aircraft now. Those are winglets. They enhance stability. And we've installed them on all of our 737s, all of our 757s, and the 767s are currently undergoing installations. And by the end of 2010, that initiative reached 35.4 million gallons of fuel saved, and that cut 747 million pounds of CO2 emissions out. So again, it's looking at every piece of this operation, whether it's the high-speed tractors we use now for towing aircraft rather than running the aircraft engines, reducing the weight of the aircraft itself. There's a whole host of things we've done to actually make the aircraft lighter. And we find that those ideas are coming from all over the company. Many of the ideas on reducing the weight of the aircraft have come from the flight attendants. They complain to us, we're trying to push these carts down the aisle. They're very heavy. Can't we do a lighter cart? So we retired about 19,000 catering carts based on their suggestion. It's saving us 1.9 million gallons of fuel annually. So you can appreciate that next time you fill up, what that saves us.
Probably saving a lot of flight attendants' backs in the process.
Absolutely. And that is a high priority for us. 18,000 metric tons of CO2 are saved by that.
What are you doing in terms of alternative fuels?
We've actually been very active in that regard. Although air travel is only about 2% of greenhouse gas emissions, we take ownership of that and want to reduce that as low as possible. In December, for instance, of 2009, we partnered with 14 other airlines to sign agreements to support alternative fuel use. What we're doing is we promise to purchase future supplies of domestically produced alternative fuels. One of the fuels we've pledged to use is from the seed of the camelina plant. It reduces carbon emissions by 84% compared to petroleum jet fuel. Test flights have shown that it's safe. It's technically sound. And we're looking to blend it with existing jet fuel in increasing quantities as it becomes available. Right now, production is naturally very small. We're also looking at synthetic fuel. We've pledged to buy fuel made from coal or petroleum coke. It emits less carbon and particulates. And in 2009, I believe it was August, we agreed to use a renewable synthetic fuel at LAX, Los Angeles International Airport, for ground service equipment. It's produced from green waste or sewer waste, and it has a carbon footprint of near zero. And when I say green waste, it's grass clippings that are collected from around the LA area. So, and you know, that's, it gets rid of that problem of what do you do with the grass, and it actually turns it into an advantage. And we really believe that the combination of sustainable alternative fuels and advances in aircraft design can eventually reduce the CO2 emissions in the airline industry by 80%.
Traveling light is the only way to fly. Traveling light, just you and I. We'll go to ecstasy, way on down in our own way. Traveling light is the only way to fly.
To listen to Sea Change Radio anytime, anyplace, just subscribe to our free podcast. Simply follow the link from seachangeradio.com or search for us in the iTunes podcast directory.
This is Alex Wise on Sea Change Radio. I'm speaking with Jim Walsh. He's the managing director of corporate environmental for American Airlines. Jim, you mentioned revamping your fleet as it's obviously an ongoing effort for any airline. Can you give us a peek into the planes of the future and how they're going to be more efficient?
I think that one of the things that we're seeing already is not only more efficient engines, which are continually being developed, but the increased use of carbon fiber and other synthetics. We see that now in the new Boeing 787, which is yet to come to market, but it is currently up and flying on a test basis. And the aircraft will be lighter, stronger, and have a more efficient engine. So part of what we're doing is we reinvest in our fleet. We currently have 5 Boeing 777-300 extended range aircraft that are scheduled for delivery in 2012. In 2013, and 2 additional aircraft for options that we recently exercised. They add network flexibility for our future, increased efficiency because it's better seat mile economics and performance characteristics. And by seat mile economics, I'm talking about how many people do you carry for how much fuel. So it becomes more and more efficient. We are also taking our oldest fleet, the MD-80s, and replacing them with 737s. And we are in the middle of that project. Our fleet renewal plan gives it a more passenger-friendly, fuel-efficient 737-800 aircraft. It lessens impact on the environment. They provide significant reductions in CO2 and because they use a lower cruise thrust, so it can cruise at a similar speed with less work from the engines. And I can tell you that in 2011, we are accepting delivery on 15 of the 737s, 28 in 2012, and we have an order for
the 737-800.
That's correct. And in 2013, we have an order for 11 more. And then on the Boeing 777-300, in 2012, we'll get 2, and in 2013, we have 3 more coming. So we continue to make commitments. As you can understand, these are very, very expensive airplanes, but we feel that the fleet renewal is the answer. We cannot allow the fleet to age beyond what we have done, and it gets us to a more efficient aircraft, which is better for the customer also.
And what kind of system do you usually have for retiring older aircraft?
Depends on the market that they go off into. They can be recycled for parts. They can be, some are parked in the desert for short periods of time while they're sold to other buyers, or they can be returned to the leasing company that they are leased from if they're a leased aircraft.
And what's the average life cycle of a plane nowadays at American Airlines?
About 30 years.
Can you contrast what a 30-year-old plane would be like in terms of its energy usage compared to a new 737-800 or some other comparable newer aircraft?
You're going to see there that the emissions reduction is even greater than the fuel use reduction, and that's because the fuel that does get burned is being burned more efficiently, and so that reduces your CO2 and particulates even to a greater extent than the lower fuel burn would indicate. So that's been a big plus for us.
You mentioned the recycling and materials sections of some of your sustainability efforts. Can you give us some specifics that American is working on in terms of its recycling and making better use of its material? You mentioned the carts and lightening those, but I'm sure there's other, it's a very wide palette that you work with, I'm sure.
Oh, I mean, our flight attendants, for instance, recycled more than 15 million aluminum cans in 2010. Which is the same weight as five brand new Boeing 737s.
And 10 years ago, you didn't recycle cans, right?
No, not at all. And so now they also collect and recycle corks from wine bottles. And we recently developed a program where we found that we were trying to figure out what to do with our old carpets. Nobody wanted them. They weren't pretty anymore. Who needs a piece of carpet that's 50 feet long and only 2 feet wide?
The wedding industry, right?
Yeah. Local animal shelters need them. They're going into the bottom of the cages, and we can't get enough of them for them. So that was a terrific idea. One of our animal lover employees came up with the concept, and it's working great for everybody. Aircraft parts and components are a big recycling opportunity for us. We are taking damaged or unused parts anymore to a local repair agents for reuse and recycling, because a lot of them contain valuable metals like aluminum, copper, titanium, molybdenum. Those things are common in the airline industry. So our maintenance base has recycled more than 1.7 million pounds of these and other metals last year. Somebody at O'Hare thought of the idea of donating the tarps that you see on the side of the bag carts to protect the bags from rain to a local company called Defy Bags, which makes high fashion purses out of them and messenger bags, if you can imagine that. And we've also tested a process at DFW here in Dallas to pick up unused customs and immigrations forms off the airplane. If you've ever flown into Mexico or Canada or gone abroad, you know the little forms they give you to fill out. Well, half of them get left behind, and we found that we'll be putting it in place at O'Hare, Miami, Kennedy, and L.A. because we're diverting 20,000 pounds of those forms from landfills. Plus, they cost us about a cent and a half a piece to make. So we were seeing all kinds of things as employees get the buzz on this and start to feel like, you know, there's a groundswell happening. And it's really heartwarming to see how much people really do care about it and how many ideas we get. It can be daunting on some Monday mornings to walk in and have an inbox full of ideas, but it's also pretty exciting.
How, in general, do airlines and airports work together to try to make airports more efficient?
We continually work with them on our scheduling and on flows of aircraft and thus passengers, so that we're allotted slots based on certain time periods. So if you want to fly at noon out of O'Hare, maybe everybody else wants to fly at noon also. So we would work with the airports as they allocate slots where somebody's at 11:50, somebody's at 12, another one's at 12:10, and work those things out. We also work with them on what we do with our waste. Some airports have central waste disposal facilities and recycling centers. Others do not. And we find that in cities where they haven't got the recycling bug yet, we'll just bring those cans back in the galley and get here and maybe to Dallas and recycle there. So there's become pressure within the airport community itself to get with the recycling, with the proper kinds of processing of waste. We've done all kinds of things to do sustainable amenities on board and material reductions so that we're putting less on the aircraft that will generate trash. We're doing things like, we just recently, in the last November, we started introducing a different brand of coffee. We put Java City Coffee on the aircraft now because it's rainforest certified, and it means it comes from small farms and plantations and co-ops that meet standards for sustainable social, labor, and environmental practices. And the decaf coffee, because we don't use as much of that, we went to single serving size, and that helped us reduce a lot of weight on board the aircraft. We talked to our bottle suppliers about using thinner bottles, and that's pretty well happened now throughout the industry over the last couple of years. So that helps us on our plastic usage and the assorted carbon with that. Even down to choosing services for laundering our linens. And we require that the chemical reclamation practices be proper, energy consumption, how much water is consumed. We print our menus on paper that's approved by both the Sustainable Forest Initiative and the Program for the Endorsement of Forest Certification, ensuring that it comes from sustainably grown and harvested trees. We use certified paper to print our tickets and the little boarding pass that you get out of the self-service kiosk. And it's all part of our larger initiative, really, to transition to certified or recycled paper throughout our operation. That's our ultimate goal.
There may come a time when you'll be tired, as tired as a dream that wants to die, further to fly, further to fly, further to fly, further to fly. Or maybe you'll find a love that you discover accidentally, falls against you gently as a pickpocket brushes your thigh, further to fly.
Follow the shift to sustainability with Sea Change Radio on Twitter at twitter.com/seachangeradio and on our Facebook page.
This is Alex Wise on Sea Change Radio. I'm speaking with Jim Walsh. He's the Managing Director of Corporate Environmental for American Airlines. Jim, you mentioned how a lot of consumers or how a lot of your employees add to the idea list, and you get an inbox full of new ideas every day. How can your customers get involved, or potential customers? Can people go to American Airlines and chime in this ongoing conversation?
Absolutely. They can go to corporate.environmental@aa.com, and we'd be happy to take their ideas and thoughts.
And if people wanted to look at your annual corporate social responsibility report, where could they find that?
Go to American Airlines website, which is aa.com. Doesn't get a lot easier than that. And on the first page, you'll see a blue bar on the top. Over on the right side, it says About Us. And when you run your mouse over that, the drop-down comes down, and the very first thing says Corporate Responsibility, and our Corporate Responsibility Report is right there. Very easy to find. We're very proud of it.
Terrific. And here's an idea that I'd like to share with you, and wondered if you think it's one that has potential. You always hear about smaller sub brands of an airline. Like you have American Eagle, which does the smaller airport service, and there's always a new airline that's catering to dog lovers or smokers or whatever it might be, more niche travelers. Do you think there might be a market down the road for a super green airline or a sub-label within American that would, I think consumers might be willing to pay a premium for lowering their carbon footprint even further with a green airline? Or do you think that you can only promote greener initiatives through and you can benefit more from these economies of scale and doing things on a mass scale?
Well, we have over 600 aircraft at American, not counting Eagle. They're another 300. So for us, we do get great economies of scale. And I'll tell you that the aircraft and the way you operate it is really what represents your largest carbon footprint. And we are committed to buying the most efficient aircraft out there. That's why you've seen us with the Boeing 777 and the Boeing 737-800. How you begin to shave beyond that gets into very, very small increments. One of the things, though, that does is it creates a sub-fleet, so you lose interchangeability, et cetera. If there's let's say you're sitting in the gate, and as does happen from time to time, there's a mechanical. The first thing folks say is, hey, can't you bring out another aircraft? You want it to be the same aircraft that was canceled. So we begin to lose that interchangeability and add quite a bit of complexity to an airline of this size when you start having an airline within an airline. So up until now, it hasn't proven to be a large enough segment that what people are willing to pay for. There have been experiments in the past with changing legroom, et cetera, but we found that there are things that people want, and then there are that they say they want, and then there are things that people are willing to pay for. And I think until we get to a certain amount of demand for a product in that column of being willing to pay for it, it will be a very, very difficult nut to crack.
So you think you can do more in terms of overall sustainability efforts as a global leader rather than as a niche player in the industry?
I think that's exactly it. We are committed to buying the most efficient aircraft that are out there right now. And as we work with the manufacturers to tell them what our priorities are, they'll respond to that. There are only a handful of manufacturers in the world, and they are very much attuned to what the airlines want. Then we create a culture within our own company that values being more efficient and being a better global citizen, because it's good business, it's good for the planet, it's good for the customers, and good for the employees. So I think those things are all working together for us. The days are long gone where being efficient and being green, or however you want to put that, let's say operating in a sustainable manner, was a luxury. It is not. It's got to be a core value of the business, and that at American is something we have embraced.
Jim Walsh, the American Airlines Managing Director of Corporate Environmental, thanks so much for being my guest on Sea Change Radio.
And thank you for the opportunity, Alex.
Sway the future to the past and find what will endure.
You've been listening to Sea Change Radio. Our intro music is by Sanford Lewis, and our outro music is by Alex Wise.
Additional music by Paul Simon, Widespread Panic, and the Charlie Hunter Quartet.
Check out our website at seachangeradio.com. That's seachangeradio.com to stream or download the show or subscribe to our podcast. Visit our archives there to hear from Bill McKibben, Van Jones, Paul Hawken, and many others. And tune in to Sea Change Radio next week as we continue making connections for sustainability. For Sea Change Radio, I'm Alex Wise.